This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. We are up to over 135,000 meals at the moment. We have a goal of 250,000 meals donated by the end of this show today. Brian Gulish from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank helping us set that goal. And $1 equals three meals. Nearly 300,000 people are food insecure in the food bank's 11-county service area, and this represents 1 in 8 individuals, including 1 in 6 children, according to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. So to get involved here, you can text NEED to 50155. You can visit 937thefan.com, or you can call 412-663-5664. This hour brought to you by Rome Monument, Hampton Beer Outlet, Memorial Highway Chevy, Greater Pittsburgh Auto Dealers, Aetna, Isley's, and Beano's. And when you donate online, 937thefan.com, you're doing that through the Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center. Now check this out. This will be the champion of the day will be chosen here. For an $11 per month donation, all right, our listeners can be a Feed the Need community champion. That amount will feed someone every day for a year, and one person who does that, one community champion, will win the following prize pack from Y108 8-man jam tickets, from The Fan 2 tickets to a pirate game, from 100.7 The Star 2nd chance prom tickets on the Gateway Clipper, and from Whammo, Boss Man D-Lo at the Roxian, and Katie K will provide a $200 zero-res gift card. So again, that's for an $11 per month donation. One person who donates $50 or more this hour will receive 50 VIP passes to upcoming shows at the Pittsburgh Improv. And that's $50 or more this hour. $50, of course, equaling 150 meals. And again, you can text NEED to 50155 through the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union text line. And the tote board update, over 135,000 at the moment, is brought to you by South Hills Lincoln. Thanks to Bar 31 for feeding us and our volunteers today. I might add, very kind of them. And we have Mr. Bill Hillgrove on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Bill, I appreciate you joining me here today on Pomp and Joe. And I know for you too, as with all the guests that we've had on today and that we're having on today, that helping people is near and dear to your heart. And that's what we're doing all day today. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Joe, you're welcome. You know, growing up in Pittsburgh, you know, I saw enough examples of people who are lucky enough to achieve quote unquote celebrity status to use some of that to give back. And I go back to Bob Prince and his involvement with the community as the pirate announcer. I Tunch and Wolf getting involved with Light of Life Rescue Mission. And I kind of took my cue from, some mentors. You got to give back. We're lucky to be where we are as quote-unquote celebrities. And you got to remember where you came from. And to that point, you know, I got involved in what we call Santa's Kids. We provide Christmases for families and kids that otherwise wouldn't see one. And I just think it's important to do that to help as much as you can. And I think this is a wonderful idea.
And it's amazing how people step up every year. And, you know, you mentioned Tunch and Wolf, and wow, just that was so sad. I wasn't even aware that Craig Wolfley was sick, and him and Tunch were amazing individually and together with what they did for people. But that was a shock with Craig Wolfley, Billy.
They both left us too early. You know, I found out about it. I texted Craig. He was in the hospital for tests. I didn't know what for until I found out later. And I guess from his diagnosis until his departure, it wasn't a month. You know, that is quick and sad. But, you know, we have to deal with life, and we have to deal with those who are less fortunate. And I go back to my buddy Joe DiNardo and his involvement with Project Bundle Up. And, Troy Polamalu used to go to Children's Hospital unannounced once a week.
Yeah.
And I think Franco did the same thing. And I'm sure there are other Steelers who take their cue from the Rooney family. You know, you got to be part of this community. This is where we reside. This is our fan base. And so let's give back. Mr. Rooney always, probably not more so recently, but Dan, before that, used to walk through the parking lot and see those out-of-state license plates, and he'd encourage the players to get PA plates. That's how deep his feel for, you know, this community and this Commonwealth were. But, you know, I just think that people ought to, you know, every once in a while just say, hey, you know, I've been lucky. You know, look back. My life has been pretty good compared to others. And there are so many examples of others that, you know, you gotta reach out that hand.
Mm. Well said. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline on which Bill Hillgrove is talking right now is presented by the Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. The Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank is who we're helping because of all the people that they help. Nearly 300,000 people are food insecure in the food bank's 11-county service area. And $1 equals three meals. And there's many ways to get involved here. Very easy. Text NEED to 50155. Visit 937thefan.com or call 412-663-5664. Bill, it's a pleasure to talk to you today. I was over at Barnes & Noble the other day and thought of you because I saw, and I don't even know when this book came out, that Myron Cope's daughter, Elizabeth, has a wonderful sort of photo storybook out about Myron. Meaning there are great stories in it, but also incredible photos. What springs to mind when I simply say that name, Myron Cope, for you?
I miss him every day. Not only was a great personality, but, you know, he became a pal. And we really enjoyed each other's company. And, you know, I'll treasure those 11 years in the Steeler booth that I was privileged to share with Myron, but also the one that a lot of people don't remember. That was in 1983 when Johnny Sauer developed some heart problems, and the doctor said, you can't go. And this was in August of that year. And, of course, you know, the radio manager at TAE called Copen and said, you got to do double duty. And, you know, and he did. That one year in 1983, I got to share the booth for Pitt games with Myron, and I got a nice preview of what was to come.
Yes.
Including the hum-ha's and the yoys and the double yoys. And, you know, I he was unique, and he was a guy involved, especially with the Allegheny Valley School. I mean, originally, they didn't know whether that terrible towel would fly, but for that playoff game, out of the tunnel came Lynn Swann waving the towel, and, you know, Cope knew that he had struck gold at that point. But he was the only person, Joe, that could have sold the terrible towel to the Steelers public. Nobody else could have brought it off like he did. And, you know, I think at this point it's up over $8 million for Allegheny Valley School. And, you know, early on, I guess there was a little money sharing, but then he looked at it and said, look, my son is there. And Danny's been there for a long, long time. You know, we've got to give them as much as we can. And, you know, I'll never forget, we were at some venue, Baltimore, somewhere, they passed the towels out and the people were waving them. And Twin said, yeah, they're waving those towels, but Steeler fans are also here waving the terrible towel, and they pay $10 for theirs.
I like that.
Yeah, and that, you know, that kind of sheds a little bit light on the Steelers Nation and this community. You know, Pittsburgh is just kind of like that. And, you know, I'm proud to be from here, and I certainly was very lucky to stay here. And as you know, in our business, people have to move around to succeed and get ahead. And I've been lucky that I've been able to do my whole career right here in the biggest little town in North America.
Well, another question springs to mind as Myron's name comes up. And I know that many people have told me this. Joe Gordon's told me this. And I'd love to hear a firsthand account of when you guys would be on the road. It would be, you'd have the players who are usually the famous ones on the road, but when you'd pop into a hotel somewhere, everybody would flock to Myron in the bar. Is that correct? What was that scene like?
There's no doubt about that. He was a rock star. And the same thing held true up in Latrobe after Steeler practices. We would convene at a local bistro, and he'd walk in and a hush would fall over the place. And then pretty soon people would start coming up. And I remember one time this guy came up unannounced, didn't say hello or any sort of greeting, and put his hand on Myron's monk's crown in the back of his head, that bald spot, and rubbed it around and said, oh, just like my wife's behind.
Oh, my.
And I said, all right, Cope, let me see you wriggle off this hook. He waited till the guy took his hand down, put his own hand up there, rubbed it around, and said, come to think of it, pal, it does. That was one of the greatest squelches I've ever been around.
Wow. That's fast thinking right there. That is amazing. Bill Hillgrove on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. You have tuned in here to the Giant Eagle Feed the Need radiothon. And that's feeding the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, basically, with the idea of feeding people in need. And the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank sponsored 23 after-school program sites that served more than 1,000 kids over the past year. One person this hour who donates $50 or more will receive 50 VIP passes to upcoming shows at the Pittsburgh Improv. That's $50 or more this hour. And $50, of course, equals 150 meals. You can text NEED to 50155 through the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union text line. And our tote board updates, and last we heard we're over 140,000, is brought to you by South Hills Lincoln. And thanks to Bar 31 for feeding us and our volunteers today. Bill, it was an interesting Pitt basketball season. Everybody wishes, of course, that it had ended in with an NCAA tournament game or run. Do you have confidence that this program is headed in the right direction next year? It seems like in college basketball, there's really no sort of building programs anymore. It's can you make it work year to year with sort of the quick fix plan? Everybody's on it, right?
Yeah, and Joe, look at the portal. It's only been open for a day and a half. And look at all the names.
Yeah.
And especially with the coaching changes, and you understand that. You know, a certain coach recruits you, there's a lot of trust between you two, and then all of a sudden that coach is gone and you're tempted to follow him or at least, you know, not have to worry about adjusting to a new person. I really think the first step that they ought to take in starting to not only put guide rails on that, the portal, but also to a degree NIL, is to permit just one transfer in a career. A couple times this year, Pitt faced teams that had guys who had been to their fourth school. You know, and I know there are extenuating circumstances, but I think the basis of that, allowing a kid to transfer at will, is a wrong lesson in life. You're teaching him to quit. You're teaching him to go elsewhere where the grass is greener. And as you know, it always isn't. And so I think that one transfer would limit a lot in the portal and a little bit in NIL. Mm. And they have to address that, and I don't know how that's going to happen. Because Pandora's box is open.
Man, it sure is in a lot of different areas. Well, Bill, I appreciate you taking the time here. I really do, taking time out of your day. I know people love to hear from you whenever they can. And this was really nice. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Take care. That's the great Bill Hillgrove. Been hearing that voice for many, many years. And hopefully many more to come. And man, that story about Myron, I mean, I've heard many different stories about Myron and got to know Myron a little bit late in his life. And I've told this story before, is that one of my first major assignments at the Trib was to cover Myron Cope's final radio show. And I don't think I had at that time. When was that? Sometime in the mid-90s, I think. Something like that. At that time, I did not have an appreciation for the magnitude of that assignment. And you know what? Looking back, I'm glad I didn't. I think I did a better job not knowing, you know? It's like a young player going into a big game. You're better off sometimes not having been there before and knowing what it's like. That's what it felt like to cover Myron's final show. All right. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, and we're glad that you're here because we need your help. The Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank needs your help. Last year, the food bank distributed enough food for nearly 48 million meals. 36% of the food distributed last year was fresh, healthy produce. And man, you can help here. $1 equals three meals. Text NEED to 50155. Visit kdkradio.com or starpittsburgh.com, y108.com, whammo1073.com or 937thefan.com. Or you can call 412-663-5664. What's next here, Limits? Are we getting Jake from?
We have our good friend Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating on the line.
What a legend this man is, isn't he? He's always got his playoff beard ready. He keeps that thing 365 days a year, doesn't he?
He does, and I saw Jake on Friday. One of the best men around.
Maybe one of the best who has ever lived, I would dare say. Southside Jake, you're on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you today?
Doing great, man. And people are doing great. That's the thing. People are stepping up here for the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, and we're glad to have you stepping up as one of them. What's happening?
I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it so much. You know, this is quite a change up for me, because normally I'm talking to Doran and Crowley, but I am kind of sad because Bob is not here. I was very – very looking forward to hearing from Bob as well. But anyways, you know, this is a very important event, especially to everyone and Southside Plumbing and Heating and me personally. You know, I can't imagine having to know where my next meal is coming from, you know, and that thankfully, you know, I don't have to, but you know, I get generally one meal a day with my family. And, you know, I look over, I watch my kids, and I'm like, I couldn't imagine if I couldn't provide a meal for my kids at that time, you know? So it's so important that everyone does their part. Pittsburgh does their part in supporting the people that need help with this kind of event. So, you know, again, we got to do our part. We're donating 1,500 meals today. And, you know, I hope that everyone can donate and make this a very charitable event.
That is awesome and very generous, and we really appreciate that. Wow. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I can only encourage everyone else to do the same. I know, you know, memes might not be there, but if they are there, definitely please try to donate. Again, everyone needs to do their part, and we just need to make this happen all together. But how are you today, Joe? How's everything going? Are you looking forward to golf?
Yeah, except now I have a hip injury. Plus, I'm terrible, and I seem to be getting worse, and I keep being haunted by the story of Charles Barkley. I read Jack McCallum, the great SI writer, said that when Barkley started golf, he was unbelievable. Like, he could pound the ball, had a nice touch around the greens. And then the more, you know, he thought about it and probably got lessons and everything else, the worse he became. And now he's a shell of himself with a tick in his swing, and he's not very good. And I feel like this is happening to me. But that's beside the point. What you said about sitting at the dinner table, I think that a lot. Yeah. You know, when I'm enjoying a moment with my daughter, it's whatever it might be, it's bittersweet, because the feeling I get is, why can't everybody in the world just enjoy their kids? Why is everything so difficult in so many places, you know? And including in Absolutely. this manner, including, you know, right here, as far as keeping people food secure. I thought that was very well said, because that feeling often arises in me as I'm enjoying a wonderful moment. It's accompanied by the feeling of, I can't believe that there's people who just don't, you know, that this is impossible for them. Or really hard.
I agree. Totally. And it's a thing of stability too. You know, I mean, like I said, obviously my kids are one of the most important things in my life. And, you know, my goal is to provide for my kids. If I can't do that, then I need help. And to be able to not provide for your kid, I mean, I couldn't imagine the feeling, and that's why we need to help these people. So I agree. And, you know, what's better than food? I guess I love food.
It's as basic a need as there is, and you've stepped up with 1,500 meals donated. Thank you, Southside Jake. You're a national treasure, perhaps an international treasure.
You're the man, Jake.
All right, guys, have a great day. And Joe, we still got to date the golf, and hopefully you get fixed and we'll be ready to go.
Either that or we'll play and I'll be horrible, but we'll have fun either way. Thank you, sir.
See ya. Have a great day, guys.
That's Southside Jake, and that's 1,500 meals donated. So when you look at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, they worked with 334 retail stores that donated 7.8 million pounds of food last year. So people need it, right? Obviously, people need it. If there's millions of pounds being generated and eaten, and you can step up and help right now, you can text NEED to 50155. You can visit 937thefan.com, or you can call 412-663-5664. $1 equals three meals. And again, our thanks to Bar 31 for feeding us and our volunteers today with everything happening over at The Fan. And you can donate online, as I mentioned, 937thefan.com through the Metropolitan Window Company online donation center. All right, coming up next, we have a man who is near and dear to our hearts, and That is Lanny Fratteri. He'll be coming up next. Plus, we're going to get an update from Brian Gulish on our tote board. And I'm wondering how close we're getting to 200,000 meals. Text need to 50155. Call 412-663-5664 as we move ahead on our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. In the meantime, Brian, the floor is yours.
So I know last hour it was around 10:48. So it hasn't been exactly an hour yet. And we said our goal was, what, 150,000 by this update?
Yes.
We're at 145,275. So there's extra couple minutes. I think once we get to 11:48,
yes,
we should be above 150,000 meals.
Now we're looking at 250 by the end of the show, which is 2 o'clock. I think that's very doable.
We can get there.
We will get there. We have to get there.
I like the optimism. Glass half full.
That is the mission here. Thank you, Brian. We'll talk to you in an hour.
Thank you.
That is Brian Gulish from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And that's who we're helping, who you're helping today, because they help people out there who are food insecure. So welcome aboard to the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. There's a lot of ways you can get involved. $1 equals three meals. Think about that. $1 equals three meals. According to the food bank, 1 in 8 Southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children. 36% of the food distributed last year was fresh, healthy produce. So text need to 50155. Call 412-663-5664 or visit 937thefan.com. To donate, one person who donates $50 or more this hour will receive 50 VIP passes to upcoming shows at the Pittsburgh Improv. And, of course, $50 equals 150 meals. Also, our thanks to Bar 31 for feeding us and our volunteers today. I just saw Kenny Reggett, the proprietor of Bar 31, his old number, in the hallway here. What a man he is. And it was a thrill for City Limits to meet him, wasn't it?
That was my first chance to be able to get a chance to meet him. And that was sweet.
Man, that was great. He was involved in some of the greatest moments in Penguins history and some of the worst, I might add, because he played for the Flyers in, I think, 1989 when they came here for Game 7. He was the backup to Ron Hextall. You know that name, Limits?
I do, yes. Very infamous around here.
Ron Hextall was the guy who chased down Robbie Brown in a near stick swinging incident. We remember that. Remember the Penguins lighting up the Flyers for 10 goals in one game. Mario went nuts, but then it came down to Game 7. The Flyers come in with their backup goalie, a nice man named Ken Reggett. And he won the game 4-1, played a great game. So he also contributed that little piece of Penguins history. But then he came here and was just really steady and in some very big moments. I believe one of those was the multiple overtime game against the Capitals. Am I right about that? Where he came in and won a game for them. He won many games for them. And as I was just telling Ken, man, I used to be wandering around that Penguins locker room at South Point, and there you were at your locker stall with your pads in front of you, and I would interview you. Here we are all these years later, oh, limitless wonder. Close to 30 years later.
And we got to learn that they are still in touch with Ron Cook down in Florida, too.
Yes, they are. How about the folks from Bar 31. Absolutely in touch with Ron Cook. Who isn't in touch with Ron Cook? What are we looking at here, Limits? We're going to talk to Lanny Fratteri. Is he on the line?
He is.
What a wonderful man he is. He was your teacher at Waynesburg. And a lot of these people, Donnie Football, better known as Donnie Chedrick, Amanda Sile, Matt Cole,
Callis,
our friend Folsey, Nicholas Callis,
Greg Finley.
The list goes on here. Proteges of Lanny Fratteri. You all out there probably know Lanny for all his years being awesome at calling pirate games. Lanny, how are you?
Joe, I'm doing well. How's your golf game, okay?
Horrifying, but I want to get out there again this year. I want to get out to your course. I blew up on your course again the other day.
I will call you as soon as the weather turns, and we'll get out and play again, Joe, okay?
I would love that. This time we can bring Malzi. At least I'll have someone who's worse than me, right?
Well, and let the record show that the challenge, Ryan Recker and I beat you and your partner last year, so
I know, and you'll probably do that again. The 50-minute mark on the Fan. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Lanny, as you know, we have the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon happening right here, and I know that helping people by many different means, including, you know, being a mentor to a lot of the folks at this station and a lot of young play-by-play people, sports writers, journalists out there. I know that's close to your heart, is helping people, yes?
It is indeed. And and again, thanks for highlighting Austin Bechtel and the other talented young men and women that I've had the pleasure of working with at Waynesburg. And I must tell you that I've been fortunate for 37 years. I've had a charity golf tournament at Chartiers Country Club, and I would not have been successful had it not been for Giant Eagle. My friends at Giant Eagle started with Joe Facenda and John Tedesco and carried on for so many years. And so I'm glad that you're highlighting Giant Eagle today as well. As a matter of fact, I refuse to shop anywhere else because of the loyalty that I have to Giant Eagle and what they've done for me. And I really do believe that, to whom much is given, much is expected, and that I really love it. It's really heartwarming when I see people of notoriety that are always willing to step up and do what needs to be done to help the less fortunate. You know, my good friend Jim Leland. Jim always gets mad at me if I promote him doing things. But Jim Leland does a lot of stuff in the community, and he doesn't want to be, he doesn't want people to know about it. He just does it because he believes that he's been blessed to have had such a great life in Pittsburgh and so many Pirate fans that have rallied around him. And so, we have this responsibility to do those athletes that have been a part of the Pittsburgh community. Bob Prince is the one that taught me that you had to be more than just a voice on the air. Because Bob did so much to help Allegheny schools, and I know Myron Cope did so much to help schools, and Bill Hillgrove, all these people that understand that they can use their name recognition as a way to help other people.
Yes, we were just talking to Bill Hillgrove, as a matter of fact, and he also mentioned Bob Prince as sort of a mentor in that area for him. One person who donates $50 or more this hour will receive 50 VIP passes to upcoming shows at the Pittsburgh Improv. And, of course, $50 equals 150 meals, and $1 equals 3 meals, that means. And you can get involved out there in a lot of different ways as we try to push toward 200,000 meals provided to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. You can text NEED to 50155. You can visit 937thefan.com, or you can call 412-663-5664. Lanny, I know Mike Lang was a luminary in this town as far as broadcasting goes. Did you, and we sadly, he just passed away, and I had a chance to talk to a bunch of people about his career. Did you guys interact much? Did you cross paths much over the years?
No. Well, the only time was there was a year that the Pirates decided to have three different broadcast teams. And so Jim Rooker and I did radio, and John Sanders and Steve Blass did KDKA. And then Mike Lang and Blass did the cable. So I spent a little more time with Mike then. But other than that, no. There were a few sporting banquets that we were together. But tremendous respect for Mike. I think one of, if you were to say three best sportscasters in Pittsburgh history, Mike would have to be on that list. And I guess you'd have to debate as to the other two. Are they Myron and Bob, or are they Bill and Myron, or Bill and Bob? But the one thing that I always, and I told my students this at Waynesburg, by the way, because everybody, the young students at Waynesburg would talk about Mike's Langisms. And I told them, I said, if you don't delve into what made Mike such a great broadcaster was not the Langisms. It was his ability to call play by play.
Yes,
and remember, he had the challenge at times. First of all, he came, of course, as a radio announcer and did a fabulous job of being descriptive. But you know, then the challenge, and it is a challenge to simulcast radio and television. You know, wondering, you know, how do you still keep your radio audience satisfied and knowledgeable about what's going on and not over talk for your TV audience. So at times I've done some simulcast broadcasts and I know how challenging it is.
Well, I imagine when people hear your voice out and about, many, many people must recognize it immediately. Is that the case, Landy, no matter where you are in Western Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it is somewhat funny that I can be in a room and nobody will know who I am, and then I open my mouth and somebody will, you know. But, you know, I got to tell you, I'm doing West Virginia baseball again. I've done about 5 years of West Virginia baseball on ESPN+, and I'm going there today. And I'll tell you what's really been great, it's been fabulous for me, is that, it's somewhat of a neutral approach because, there's probably more visiting parents and fans of the visiting team watching our broadcasts, but it's so satisfying. I had a couple of parents stop me the other day and tell me how much they appreciate that I'm coming down and doing West Virginia baseball. Mm. And of course, I feel very strongly about the fact that if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get to know players on both teams. I'm such a stickler for preparation. I spend hours upon hours getting to know players on both teams, but I just love doing baseball so much that it's, I don't know if I can truly express how much fun it is for me to put the headsets on to do any sport, but especially to do baseball. I work with Tyler Barnett doing West Virginia baseball, and we have so much fun together, and it's gratifying that I celebrated my 77th birthday on Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. And it's so wonderful that God has allowed me to continue to announce baseball at 77 years old.
Lastly, Lanny, how was Austin Bechtold as a student? Was he disruptive? Was he attentive? How did things go at Waynesburg?
Oh, boy.
Him?
Well, first of all, let the record show that when Austin was a senior in high school, I tried to get him to come to Waynesburg, and he went to Robert Morris. And,
oh, my God.
I can't go one day without hearing it.
And I kept in touch with him. I said, you know, I want you to come to Waynesburg. And he finally transferred. He was in the transfer portal, and and I grabbed him, and we brought him to Waynesburg. But I got to tell you this, and he's tired of hearing this story. But I had about three or four major arguments with Austin, and as a matter of fact, one of the legacies I have at Waynesburg is that many of the students down there will tell you that if Lanny didn't yell at you, then something's wrong. Then you have to have the talk with Lanny, or you're not going anywhere. And to a certain extent, that's true, because I didn't waste time. If I didn't think a student cared enough about the career and wasn't willing to work enough, I didn't bother with them. I left them alone. Mm. But when I had a student like Austin Bechtold or Donnie Chedrick or Jack Hillgrove, just to mention some people that the audience would know, if I really felt that they were not doing what they should be doing, I yelled at them. I admit I got very ticked off and screamed at them. Mm. and maybe said some things I didn't, you know, I shouldn't have said. But I really felt strongly about the fact that I can't help them, and they can't, you know, they can't believe that at 21 or 22 years old, they can't believe that they've got it figured out already. They can't. And fortunately, I am truly gratified to know that the screaming sessions I had with Austin have paid major dividends. He may not agree with me about that, but I think that's the case.
I get in three or four major arguments with him every single day. You've mentioned many times that Lanny helped you limits.
So many.
And, you're great at what you do.
But let me, Joe. Let me just say this.
Yeah.
The thing is that the best person to help a young person is themselves. Okay, they know what they can do and what they can't do. They know when they're being lazy or when, you know, they know if they're really honest with themselves. And that's what I've always been trying to get across to the students that I teach, is that are you putting in the time and analyzing, you know, without being overly confident that you've got it figured out? Because, you know, I mean, consider the fact that I graduated from college at the age of 22, and I didn't get the Pirates job until I was 28, and which was basically young. But I learned along the way that you haven't really ever arrived. You're always, you know, even when I got the Pirate job at 28, I knew I had so much more to learn, and that's what I'm trying to deliver that message to the young people that I have the pleasure to mentor.
Well, you've obviously done a great job. I see it every day. Thank you, Lanny, for joining us today during the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. We appreciate you taking the time.
So Joe, thank you, and congratulations to the fan for doing this. This is a vital need in Pittsburgh, and I'm honored that you asked me to be a part of it. Thank you.
We'll talk soon, and we'll have a rematch on the golf course. That's Lanny for Terry. The great Lanny for Terry. You can become involved right now with the Feed the Need Radiothon. Our job today is to help the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, which hosted nearly 300 direct distributions in 8 counties last year, distributed 31.8 million pounds of food through their partner network. And the basic issue here, according to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, is 1 in 8 Southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children. And there's nothing more basic than the need to eat. So you can get involved. Text NEED to 50155. Go on our website, 937thefan.com, or call 412-663-5664. That's 663-5664. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Let's get this thing over 200,000 meals. That's our next goal, and we're going to do it, but we can't without your help. So please step up. Text NEED to 50155.